Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I'm reminded of the Johnny Mosley pod. We cut that every Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, my God. Last week, it was the funniest thing. It was about, randomly, it came up about Led Zeppelin. And there's an Instagram post.
Oh, yeah, the Hummer, too.
There's electric Hummers now. Mm-hmm. Like, of all the cars you never thought would go electric, like, the Hummer was
just, it's an oxymoron.
It was a big F you to people who were like, the environment.
Electric.
And now
Hummer.
It's electric. It's crazy. So, anyway.
I haven't seen a Hummer in forever. I went to high school, there was a kid who had a Hummer. I felt like it was super unnecessary, but.
Benicia in the house.
Well, all kids with really expensive cars is super unnecessary.
Yeah,
but
it is. Right.
My friend Tony Kim had a Corvette, like the new Corvette, in 84 or 85, whatever it was. My friend Ben, what was Ben's last? Never, doesn't matter.
You live somewhere fancy.
Ben had a Porsche 944.
One kid was driving a Volvo, and everyone was like, whoa, you have a Volvo? Oh, I lived in the sticks. None of the kids at my class had a Hummer, though.
Yeah.
So now, don't those have a lot of blind spots? Don't they have like really narrow windows going all the way around?
So this was when I was a junior in high school, so 2011. The windows were small and it was huge. And you can see it when you're coming down the street of my high school and you look up in the upper parking lot, you can just see it there, which is such an eyesore.
Oh.
And then it just took so much gas. Everybody's like, oh, let's go in your Hummer. And the guy whose car it was, he goes, no, I barely have any gas.
I only have enough gas to get home.
Yeah.
And then my dad puts another half gallon for me to get to school the next day. Yeah, it's a, but now they've got an electric version of it. Anyway, we had fun with that ad, and it's dumb, but it was funny.
It's so dumb.
It's
so
cute,
funny, though.
It is. It's a really cute little clip. And
it's actually great because it talks about, you know, how audio makes a huge difference on the picture.
Vin, they did this like techno version of the Immigrant Song. So it's like some girl singing it, but it's
I saw the clip.
Oh, you watched it?
Oh, yeah.
So then it goes to Power of Love, and Power of Love still works. Like, it's so good. Anyway, take a second and look at it at the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page, at Johnny Mosley Pod. You can follow that Instagram account and catch all his workouts and giveaways and fun clips about his dog or his bear. He basically has a pet bear now that lives at his house.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
I know. It's crazy.
It's
so
scary.
All right. I'm going to start with Walter Mondale, which, listen, youth of America, this guy was a vice president and he actually ran against Reagan in 84 and was crushingly defeated. Like, I think he got D.C. and, like, his home state. That's it. Like, Reagan ran him over. Mm. Like, 13 electoral votes or something. Walter Mondale has passed away at the age of 93.
I had to ask my dad who that was last night.
Oh, did you ask? Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess the news broke last night, and my dad was like, oh, Walter Mondale passed away. I'm like, who's that?
Who now?
Sorry.
Who, what now?
Every now and then you see a name like his pop up in a news feed, and I often think, first thought before I think, oh, the guy must have died, is what he do to make the news, you know? And then, unfortunately.
The end of his life arrived.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if you'd put him in a lineup, even though I know the name, didn't he have a female running mate?
Geraldine Ferraro
was his running mate, right?
So I think
it was like,
so.
It was sort of historic because that was the first time anybody had ever, a woman had run for vice president.
Let me see if it's Mondale Ferraro. Let me look.
I think that sounds right. And it was, but it was, in fact, an absolutely crushing defeat. So he was Jimmy Carter's vice president.
Walter Mondale made history by choosing Geraldine Ferraro as a first running mate. Wow. Mm. But that's, you know what? I was in school then, so I was paying attention to stuff.
Right. Exactly. Things got talked about in social studies. And another death. This one is, look, when you're 93 and you pass away, everyone goes, wow, what a nice long life. When you're 33, people don't say that.
It ain't right.
No. So Scottie Pippen's kid died. Only 33 years old. His name
Scottie Pippen is a basketballer who played next to Michael Jordan on
he's
the Chicago Bulls.
His firstborn son, Antron, died at the age of 33. They are not saying specifically what he died of. He had lifelong chronic asthma.
Oh. I totally think when I hear somebody young who's dead with a rich dad or mom, I just think drugs or booze. Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I thought of too. And it's, you know, look, it is possible that that's what got him then. But he didn't reveal the cause of death. But they do mention repeatedly that he suffered from chronic asthma.
And if he got COVID and had asthma, that's a real problem.
Yeah, well, they're not mentioned. So there's no cause of death. I'm sure that more information will come up. Scottie, he posted yesterday, I'm heartbroken to share that yesterday I said goodbye to my firstborn son, Antron. The two of us shared a love for basketball. We had countless conversations about the game. Antron suffered from chronic asthma, and if he hadn't had it, I truly believe he would have made it to the NBA. He never let that get him down, though. He actually played at Texas A&M, and they say here he was a very solid basketball player and had real potential, if not for his medical condition. In fact, he posted up, it looks like various places posted up pictures of him actually playing.
Forget about basketball. At 33, he has a whole life in front of him.
Absolutely.
That got snuffed out. That's terrible.
I know. He said, a kind heart, beautiful soul, gone way too soon. I love you, son. Rest easy until we meet again. So terribly sad news. Great news if you're a Downton Abbey fan.
Oh, yeah.
just, you know, to cheer everyone up.
Right. Thank you so much.
Sure. You know, doing my part. Keep everything on the cheerful side. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a huge Downton Abbey fan. I've watched the entire series twice. Uh-huh. It gets better with every viewing. Nikki,
I'll start it. But you've never watched The Crown, though, have you?
I watched the first season.
Oh, okay. Can I get into that?
No, I did like it. I just think John didn't want to go back to it, and I didn't watch it on my own, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll start that one, though. Downton Abbey.
Yeah, Downton Abbey. Oh, my God.
Downtown Abbey.
Not Downtown Abbey.
That's my brother-in-law kept on saying. I'm like,
everybody calls it
that. No, I don't think that's it.
Downton Abbey. Yeah, I love it. In fact, two summers ago, I guess it must have been summer of 2019, we didn't get to go on this. John had planned this whole huge trip where we were going to go to Highclere Castle, which is the actual site that they filmed this thing at.
I want to go there.
And then my stupid kid got an internship. So we didn't end up going. I'm so bitter because then that last year was a total wash. As you guys may have heard, there was a pandemic. So anyway.
There was?
Yeah, it's almost over now, Ben. Don't you?
Oh, okay.
Remember? You told me June 1st, and then Gavin Newsom said, well, June 15th.
Right.
And then we all got stuck in the arm, and we all lived happily ever after, right?
Okay.
Isn't that how it went?
Right. I'm with you.
So yesterday, Focus Features announced that it has set production for Downton Abbey 2, as some people call it. The original cast, all
you know
the
what's funny about that is for some reason, like if you called, I don't know, think of any show that someone likes normally and you called it Jackbutt or I don't know. I can't even think of a way to, you know, mangle a name of a show. Most people would be like, all right, whatever. But you call Downton Abbey, Downton Abbey. The textures are, it's like under their skin. Yeah. It is not that.
That's because all the naysayers in their family have been saying downtown, and it's aggravating. It's irritating. It's an irritant.
Don't be it's right. That's what I'm saying. It's guaranteed to get under the skin of a Downton Abbey lover is to call it Downtown Abbey. They'll be like, oh, that is not the proper way to speak of such an important TV show.
It's Downton Abbey. It's Abbey. It's Downtown Abbey. It's Bridgertown.
Whatever.
Oh, they should do a crossover.
Oh my God, that'd be so great.
I'll get to writing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get Shonda Rhimes
on. Really
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh my God, imagine that.
It's a $1 million idea.
Like if the Duke of Hastings was to show up and
yeah,
it'd be great.
They had to run across each other's paths. No, because of the time period. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. They'll figure
Bridgerton is set in the, isn't it in the 1800s?
Yeah. And then.
Still, they could get older and come over.
We'll work something out.
Come over
out.
And play. Yeah. Work on that. Anyway, shut up. Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
So it looks like Christmas of this year. We're gonna get to, I mean, that's right around the corner. It's so exciting. So in addition to the original cast, there's some other casting news here. Hugh Dancy. I don't know any of these people, frankly. Maybe people will know them. Hugh Dancy actually sounds kind of familiar. Maybe because of Dancy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the mangled name you call my high school sweetheart. So right. That's the only thing I recognize from
Laura
it.
Haddock. She named it for a fish. Natalie Bay and Dominic West will
that's
be joining.
Hugh Dancy.
Is that Hugh Dancy?
Hugh Dancy, yeah.
Ooh.
I don't
wonder,
like him.
Is he someone's love interest or something? Anyway, they're saying December 22nd, we're going to get it. It was a big deal when they made the last one. They said that they hoped they'd get to do more, and looks like they're going to.
That guy's married to Claire Danes.
Oh, Hugh Dancy? That maybe that's why I know his name. Married to Claire Danes, huh? Let's give him another look. Pull that picture up. No? All right. Don't worry about it. Downton Abbey 2. I don't know what they're going to call it. Downton Abbey 2, the movie. Oh, yeah, look at that. You know what? He looks less handsome next to her. She's so cute. He looks better by himself. Downton Abbey filming the sequel coming up for Christmas. In the meantime, you've got, I don't know, 8 seasons of this that you can watch and the movie. You have just to be all ready. Oh, don't forget the Christmas special. Oh. Watch that, too.
Why?
Me too. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I got a lot of homework to do.
Yeah.
I'll get on it.
That's good homework, though. That's fun homework.
How many seasons are there?
I don't know. 8, 10, 12,
oh,
15.
Oh man, that's a lot of
20.
Catching up, Nicole. Yeah.
I know. I'll start.
Well, if
someday.
You don't like it, don't watch it. You're not going to.
Oh, no, there's 6. There's 6 seasons.
I think Nicole already finished Netflix, so.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah. Did you guys watch The Nevers? Has anyone checked that out yet?
No.
Isn't Joss Whedon in trouble? Like people say he's a jerko? Is Joss the one?
I can't keep up, but I do think he was the guy that was tweeting like in his 10 or 15 years ago, was he tweeting inappropriate jokes and then someone dug him up and they were like about incest or kids or something.
I can't remember.
And you know what? I don't even want to speculate because the kinds of things that that I'm saying right now, I wouldn't want that to stick to anybody if it's not true. Look it up for me, would you? Because now I really
owe
him an apology.
Oh, it's assault and misconduct allegations.
Oh, assault and misconduct. Okay. Well, so here's the thing. I randomly turned on the TV last night. It's John at a softball game. I'm like, what am I going to do with myself for 2 hours? So I turn on the TV and The Nevers is on. And it's a period piece and it's set in England. But it also has some supernatural stuff, which was immediately apparent. And I went, oh, let me see more about this. So I go back and I find the first episode, because DVRs will do that these days, and I start watching it. And at the end of the first episode, like it's like created by Joss Whedon, written by Joss Whedon, directed by Joss Whedon. Like it's all Joss. And I was like, oh, I think there's something up with him. But anyway, the show's...
I saw trailers for that. Is it good?
Yeah. I liked it. I'm not supposed to like Joss Whedon anymore, I don't think.
Because
he's a meanie.
That main
like
girl.
You're saying that. We got to figure out what this guy did.
Assault?
I guess the girl that played Amelia, is that her name in the series?
I don't know.
She was in, I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, I know that girl because she played something in Outlander.
Amelia True.
Yeah. Yeah, she played something in Outlander, that period piece. That's on Netflix too.
Anyway, I liked it. There's only two episodes out so far, I think. You never know. Sometimes they're released elsewhere. You know, on like HBO Max or something. I just happen to randomly have HBO on. And I'm going to end with this. Justin Bieber, the Biebs, is just one of the many surprises. Thank you, Justin. One of the many surprises in the Friends reunion special. They shot that thing.
Now we have to watch it.
I know. They got it done. So as if it wasn't exciting enough. Oh, my God. These people from a show I used to watch 20 years ago, they're getting back. They're getting the band back together. We can reveal that he pops in for a cameo. So I don't know if they're just sitting around a table reminiscing about the show and then showing clips. I don't know what this reunion special is all about, but Bieber shows up in the Spudnik potato costume from the 8th season episode, the one with the Halloween party. So I was like, I don't know if I remember that. So I typed it in, and sure enough, Ross Geller wore a potato body and then put like the tinfoil hat on his head like he was Spudnik. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. And apparently Justin Bieber said, I love that one. I guess Justin is a huge fan. He was only...
Who isn't?
I can't think of one person.
They're the best, right?
Right.
Hey, I got to apologize. It was not Joss Whedon. It was James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy that got himself into trouble with on Twitter making jokes.
Oh, but don't worry, Vin. Joss Whedon had his troubles too.
Well, I'm just trying to say that I mixed up my directors who've gotten themselves into trouble, and it's James Gunn who was fired from Guardians of the Galaxy, not Joss Whedon.
Well, sad part of this is that all these guys are in trouble. What? Uh-huh.
Right.
Please stop getting in trouble, guys. You know, your name gets
the
mixed
headline
up
is
with it.
Director James Gunn fired from Guardians 3 over old tweets.
Mm.
And that was the guy who was like, these were jokes, but okay, I'm sorry.
Twitter's going to get you. So Friends wrapped up in 2004, and Bieber was only 10 years old when it finished. But he is a giant fan. Well, look, you can see it anywhere. I mean, it's been running in syndication ever since. But they say he's been a longtime fan of the sitcom, and he used to prank tourists by going undercover on the Friends set for an episode of the Ellen DeGeneres show. So tourists were touring the set, and he was hiding in there and was undercover.
That is great.
Isn't
prank.
That hilarious? It's a great prank.
You know, I want to hate that show, but the writing was pretty freaking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me see if there's any. There were a couple of other, you know, I don't want to ruin all the surprises, but it's set. When is this damn thing going to air? If it's set and they've done it, why can't I find a date when they're actually going to air the thing? Let's see.
Yeah,
nope, nothing.
No specifics here.
Not anywhere in this story. It's been shot and they just want to keep on teasing us with it. Okay, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
I have an opinion piece. You're going to get to put on your gown and gavel and decide something.
I like that.
A dad worked his ass off for his daughter.
Oh.
And then the thing... Anyway, it's a long story. It's interesting, and I'm curious where you'll come down after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.